start all over again. Good morning. You're all so happy. Luke 21, and this is an amazing chapter. Take time to read the whole thing. Jesus in verse 8, he's talking about, take heed, be not deceived, for many shall come in my name. They're not coming in anyone else's name. They're coming in his name. Okay, and he says, saying, I'm the Christ, and the time draweth near. He says, and go ye not therefore after them. Okay, we're not to follow wrong people. Then he goes on, the earthquakes are coming, different things are going to be happening. You shall be hated by all men for my name's sake, verse 17. Read the whole chapter, we don't have time, but the verse I want to center in on is talk, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words. We're in a day where people are emphasizing dreams and visions and all these other things. And I'm not saying God can't give us some of these things. But the problem is today they're putting the word down and they're putting their experiences up. And little by little, they are deconstructing Christianity. They're taking away, they're trying to take away the power of the gospel. And we need to go back to what does the word say about his words. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Then in verse 36, watch ye therefore and pray always. I'm calling all of us to watch. We've been asleep thinking we can just sit and let other people tell us stuff and that's truth and we can read their books and it must be true. We need to watch, wake up and pray that you may be counted worthy to escape. Okay, what are we going to escape? To escape all those things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So we're definitely in an age that we need to know what the Word says, because many people are doing what he told us not to do. What is that? Adding to it or taking away from it? Either one is wrong. So I'm just going to read quickly just some scriptures. You won't be able to turn because I'm going fast. Proverbs 30, 5 through 6, every word of God is pure. Deuteronomy 4:2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish it from it. Deuteronomy 12:32, thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Revelations 22:18, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. And remember, this is not just a book. This is God's book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Revelations 22:19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. Matthew 24:24. For there shall many false Christs arise, false prophets shall show great wonders and signs, insomuch as it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Then I marvel in Galatians 1:6-9 that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. And that's just a few. We don't want to add to and we don't want to take away from what God is saying and his warnings. Many preachers don't want to preach about the warnings. End times, the biggest warning is spiritual deception. I want to know as much as I possibly can about this. So this book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, which I found, I've had it for a long time, and I just decided to read it. And I want to talk to you just a minute about the New Age movement, because most people, myself included, I did not know much about the New Age movement. It sounds so harmless, you know. Well, it was given permission in 1975 to come out of the closet. These secrets that they've held for many, many years and these plans that they wanted to release in government and policies and religion were starting to come out of the closets, which I've talked to you a lot about Alice Bailey and some of these other things. This is all part of it. It's not new, but it's another dot. Some of these things I'm going to share today will also open up, because many of times you see the rainbow. Do you know what the rainbow means in the New Age? Most people think it's just, you know, it's just kind of a one symbol thing. It just kind of means, you know, we're all happy and gay and we love everybody. And now the rainbow, and I'm going to quote her, because we know what it means It's a covenant, it's a promise that God said he will never flood the world again. We'll never have floods. Well, to the New Age, according to the New Age movement, it uses rainbows to signify their building of the rainbow bridge. They're bridging somewhere between man and Lucifer, who they say is the oversoul. New Agers place small rainbow decals on their automobiles and bookstores as a signal to others in the movement. Some people, of course, use the rainbow as a decoration, unaware of the growing popular acceptance of this its occult meaning in the hidden dangers. So this whole book, she's one that has read hundreds of books on the New Age and has put it all in one reading for us. So I'm going to quote some of the things she said today. The New Age movement is to take the world for Lucifer. Now remember, we've been talking about we're in a war. Just because you get saved doesn't mean you're just going to automatically have a bliss. We're here until we leave this earth. We're going to have to stand. And now a lot of our religious freedoms are being taken away. And we're going to have to learn how to stand. And sometimes we're not going to be able to change some of these things. Do you know why? Because they've been planned for a long time. And the trilateral, all these different commissions that I've shared with you before, they're worldwide. These things are not little things. These are in motion. So there's the people that are going to serve God, and then there's the Luciferians who want to claim the world for Antichrist. Okay, just like in the book of Genesis, and it talks about, he's promising these people, you shall be as gods. They want to be as gods. They want power. And they take secret oaths, they have secret societies to gain that power, okay? So we've talked a lot about that. But some of the things we might not know is in the occultism, Venus, do you know what Venus stands for? This is interesting. I found some articles. First of all, why do we have to be alarmed? Why am I sounding the alarm? Why do I feel like this is so important? Because of, for especially YouTube and Facebook and all this, already 17,000 channels, 100,000 videos, and 500 million comments for hate speech, these things are being removed. They remove them. They're being removed. What is hate speech? It's prejudice against a particular group on basis of race, religion, or sexual orientation. This is an agenda. Okay, if you don't know this, you've been sleeping under a rock. There is an agenda that's being pushed. It's being forced. And most people don't want it. They don't know why it's happening. It's happening in schools. They didn't vote for it. Why is it creeping in? Because this is all part of the whole new movement. So together, they say, with Google, YouTube has a team of over 10,000 people who focus on detecting, reviewing, removing videos that violate its practices. And if you speak too much truth, it's considered hate speech. Today, truth is considered hate speech. Did you know that? We've been telling you this is coming. Now, example, the feminine woman's products, Always, has removed female symbol from packing to be inclusive, which was the Venus symbol, which always, it's always interesting how all these little signs will remove the Venus symbol historically used to represent the female sex, to now be inclusive. Among their arguments were that not all people who menstruate are women, and that all women menstruate. So in other words, now it's the whole... I'm telling you guys, this is full force. I know it's funny, but it's equality activism surges. Other companies are making similar moves. They're reporting, I'm just reporting the facts. This is the agenda that's going full blown in cereals. We are all one. All this stuff that we've been talking about for quite a while now. So what is it? Why is this happening? Why do we seem like no matter what we vote, we don't get what we want? Because there is an agenda. It's the New Age agenda under different many, many names. Some of the other names, it's a networking movements. Now we're seeing this in Christianity where all these Christians are sudden networking. Some of the things we talked about before church today. Human potential movement. Your destiny, you're so great, you're this. This is in the churches, and this is the New Age movement. Humanism and secular humanism, the third wave, This is a new name. It has many names. I only wrote down about eight. There's so many I thought, unbelievable. This is how massive this is, and we have not called it out. Third force, the new thought religion. I taught you a lot about the new thought. The new spirituality. Now, the new spirituality, I recommend you get Dave Hunt's book. He's passed now, but his book on new spirituality is quite in depth. He saw this coming, and he blew a trumpet, tried to warn people. What is the aim of the New Age? Why is it so dangerous, especially to our children and to all of us and our religions and our faith and our beliefs and everything? The aim of the New Age movement includes many things, but the first one, which I've been talking to you about, is a new world order, a new world religion, and a New Age Christ. It's Christ consciousness. It's not, you know, a lot of people think, well, it's the same Jesus. No, it's a different Jesus that they're bringing in. The New Agers, on page 32 from her book, they consider 666 a sacred number. Have you noticed the 666 symbol? It's all the movie stars. A lot of these people are flashing it. I'll tell you why they're doing it. They believe they are sending signals to superior intelligences that inhabit the planet. They are asking their superior intelligence to bring a new advanced civilization. They want one race, one gender. That wake you up why we're seeing transgender, half man and half woman. A new civilization. The more times and space places that they put up 666 is used, they believe the quicker that new civilization will come. So they believe in symbolism. And the more they put their symbols up, it's giving signs and warnings. And we're going to see a lot of this happening more and more. It's come out of the closet now. Now, page 25, she talks about Christians should remember that the motive, and a lot of people that are, it's amazing, hi all you New Age people. I have a lot of New Age people that have come out of that, and they watch. They sent me an email a couple weeks ago. It was so encouraging. They go, we all sit around and we're shaking our head. Yes, yes, she gets it. Because they got saved out of there, and then they'd go to the churches, and they saw New Age in their church in these churches. So they watch our YouTubes. That's exciting. But the Christian should remember that the motive behind the New Age movement is Lucifer desiring to be worshipped as God. This all goes back to what? The book of Genesis. I will be in Isaiah. So keep it simple. God versus the enemy. We're in a war. And what does he do? He infiltrates. He infiltrates pretending that he's a double agent, right? So a lot of these people are in our ministries now, and I'll tell you why the plan is so great. 41, she talks about the political goals of the movement include a mandatory new world religion. Right now, it's not mandatory, but we are seeing eventually that if you don't allow all these paths to God and you don't allow all of this to happen, you're the problem. Right? And they allow all these other paths but Christ, because he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, that's hate speech, because now you're coming again. And they're doing this on purpose. Okay? So we are not deceived about this. Eyes wide open. So they worship a God of forces. Now, I've talked to you about God is not a force. Faith is not a force. The force is a big part of the occult. They call it the good side of the force and the bad. There's not good and bad. Jesus is, you know, but it's their kingdom. Okay, it's their talk. They worship a God of forces. They have mystical experiences. Now, this is why we're warning you about certain movements, because it's mystical. It's coming back into the old mystics, and they're doing this on purpose. They're saying that Christianity is outdated. They need all these new experiences. We need all these other religions, transcendental meditations, visits to heaven. We need all of these angels talking to us. Why? Because they're bringing in other religions, and they're watering down true Christianity by design and on purpose. Okay, so they're having mystical experiences, and they have psychic powers to show sign and wonders, ranging from astral projection to psychic predictions. We call them prophets. Well, this is part of that whole, the new prophets that are on the scene. You don't need to read your Bible. Just go to your local prophet, and they're going to tell you what's happening. And now all these Christian magazines, this prophet has what's coming, and it's very sad. And what are we supposed to be doing? Watch and pray so you are counted worthy to escape these things. We don't need to be stuck under some false prophet thinking that he's a real man of God, because some of these powers are not from the Lord. They're demonic, but they have spirit guides. They have all this whole occultish realm is now in the churches. So the movement teaches, I want to just give you a couple things, what the movement teaches. What is New Age? What does it teach? First of all, they believe in reincarnation, karma, all these different things, the vibes, all these different things. I talked to you last week about the unicorn, that's a symbol, the rainbow, these are symbols. You can't hardly find clothes now for children without these things on their clothing. So the movement teaches the law of reincarnation. So what does that mean? Your body dies, but your soul lives on and goes, you know, recreates. You never die. You always come back and get perfected each life. If you had a bad life, you come back as a better person. Well, the Bible says there's appointed unto man once to die. You know, they believe that even if they kill people, it's okay because they needed to be perfected. And so they kind of calm themselves thinking, get rid of those people. They're useless eaters. They're whatever. Because, you know, they need to come back. We don't really die like dead die. They'll come back as a animal or whatever. So they believe in reincarnation. And the Bible says, they believe you shall not surely die. You shall not surely die. They're still believing that. You know, follow me, I'll make you great, and you're not going to die. They hate the thought of dying, because what if they're wrong? Yeah. They're reborn into new life cycles, each time perfecting itself to qualify for endless rest. Well, thank God we have rest now. We have peace. We know him. But they don't believe there's appointed for man once to die. They believe in reincarnating. What they believe, religious freedom and the separation. Now, this is important for you that don't get what's going on in our politics, okay? They believe the church and the state must be one. There's no longer going to be a separation of church and state. This is not good for Christianity. Because when which they're passing all these laws, and a lot of these evangelicals are pushing this, you have no idea they're going to push a new Bible, and they're going to push a new religion. And guess what? We can't stop it, but we don't have to be a part of it. Religious freedom, this is their plan, is the separation between the church and state must end in this new age. Are we seeing this now? Ask yourself. I want you to think. The movement calls for disarmament. The New Age movement is not as sweet and loving as you think. They come off one way. And the key step in the New World Order is disarmament. Page 69 and page 70, she talks about it. And it will be a steady and regulated disarmament, which means there's going to be false flags. There's a whole lot I could say about this, but we're going to stay on topic. Disarmament is part of it. Many countries have already experienced disarmament, more corruption. The police get more equipment and the people have less. So we're seeing police states developing. Disarmament, it's going to be steady and regulated. False flags, disarmament. The New Age movement will abolish cash. We are moving, like it or not, into a cashless society. This is all by the New Age movement, whatever you want to call it, the Age of Aquarius, the whole New World Order. They want a cashless society. They want to put a chip into your wherever. So they'll, you know, this password stuff. I can see how they make stuff happen. Looks like it's really good. Then it gets, you know what? Passwords are a hassle. You know, you forget your passwords, don't you? So let's just put something in your arm. And let's just, you know, control whatever. So it looks so, everything has two purposes, what we found out. What was acceptable to the public and what their real plan is. So if you know anything about a cashless society, they want everything digital. I like to pay cash if I can, because make them, these young kids don't even know how to count. They don't even know how to change a $100 bill. It's very sad, but all by design. Yeah. So they want to abolish cash and have a cashless society. And they're going to eventually control the distribution of food. I think we're starting to see this right now, what's happening in their plans. That's why I think you need to read this book for yourself. Don't be afraid. They do take some time to implement their plans. But what in the last 3 years, we have seen so much movement of this agenda that is pushed forward. It's time we talk about it. They control the distribution of food. Of course, we all know about the GMOs. We know that eventually they will outlaw planting of a garden in your own backyard. All these things are by design. Study the Agenda 21, the sustainable, the whole thing is going to be, it's worshiping Mother Earth. It's going back to a lot of this. It's, you know, the humans are bad and we're creating a terrible, like I talked about a couple weeks ago, Mother Gaia, we're making Mother Gaia mad. So they want to control the distribution of food and vital resources and also the supply routes. Now, the goal for the churches, I want to center in on this, and this is on page 74 of her book. This is their goal, and this also makes me very mad because I was a part of this, but also because it makes people not want to get saved. Their goal, listen to this, page 74, fanaticism and materialistic selfishness. Wow. This is what I call a prosperity gospel. They are to be found actively organized in the churches. This is by design, to make all churches materialistic, fanatical, and selfish. In the churches in all continents, this is worldwide, this is a new world order, it's not just America. In Psalms 2, the kings of the earth, what do? They gather together against the Lord and his anointed. So this isn't just us versus them. Trust me, they have they're a lot more friendlier than you would be. You'd be surprised as you study this out. But they want the Christians to be so fanatical and weird and with all these mystical experiences. People that come in just don't even want to get saved. You think, you know what? You're weird. You guys are just a bunch of flakes. And materialistic. You get so focused on, if I give this seed, then I get all this back. And how the Bible says we're not to be covetous. Well, these preachers have preached greed. And then the pyramid thing, they're the ones that get blessed at the top. Boy, I'd had to stand before God for that, using people, using their resources for selfish motives. But this is all by design in the churches, to be found actively organized in the churches and in all continents and of all denominations. Alice Bailey, the plan, anticipated trouble from the churches. You think so? You think the real Christians are going to have a problem with some of this? The New Age Christ, they're going to fight it. So she said, to reorganize the world's religion, get rid of out-of-date, narrow-minded, Bible-thinking Christians. Gradually, now this is by design and it's very subtle, dissolve its separative emphasis. What are we seeing now in the churches? Not come out and be separate like God tells us. Join in with the world. Now we can have Halloween. Just bring every costume you want. Before it was dressed like a Bible character at least. Now it doesn't matter because they're saying if you don't have Halloween for your churches and your children, you're teaching them that the world has more fun than they do. No, there's alternatives. We have fun. My son chose to not, even as a kid, he was like, I don't celebrate that. And he'd walk out of his schools. He goes, we have more fun. We do stuff at church and blah, 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 blah. We don't compete with the world in their pagan things. But this is in the churches. And I've been warning you about Disney churches, the Disney movies and all this stuff coming in. A lot of these corporations now have been bought out and Disney owns them. You need to do a study on who Walt Disney really is. Because you're going to start seeing, your eyes are going to start opening. It is work to unlearn stuff we've learned. But you know what? For us that have done it, isn't it worth it? Yeah. It is worth it. Okay, so they have to reorganize the religious, you know, they have to, you know, bring in the emergent church. They have to bring in these different new ideas. Gradually dissolve its separative emphasis. So now you go to a church and it's more like the world. And you go in and you feel like you're in a bar. It's all dark. There's all light shows and all this. And our church back in the day was the first one to have them. So I speak out of experience, not just putting people down. But I saw this that was going on. And I saw, because I'm a worship leader, I saw worship leaving and entertainment coming in. And I'm a worshiper at heart. And I was like, why can't we worship? Why are we? It's just the whole emphasis switched. I think it was about the 90s. That I started seeing that this was like, what's wrong? What's happening? So prepare for a revelation to introduce the new era and new religion. So now they are introducing it to the mega churches. They're introducing add-ons. Now remember, I shared with you at the beginning of this. It's very important we don't add on to what God says or take away. A lot of these people are saying, get rid of the Old Testament. Well, God wrote the Old Testament for a reason. And then, well, you know, these scriptures are, you know, they're just the red letter Christians. They only want the love. They don't want the judgment side. I'll share that in a second. I didn't know what that was. But remember, I shared with you that there's a civil war coming to the church. And what is that civil war? He says it's going to be vicious. It's going to be centering around moving in the realm of the Spirit. Now, when I first heard this, I thought, well, I want to be a part of that. I don't want to miss out on anything. That's just the way I've always been. Well, then to find out that this is the stuff that God's been warning us to not get involved in, he said, I see great criticism upon anyone who claims to see angels or see the Lord or visit heaven or talk to people who are in heaven. Well, the Bible tells us we are not to be necromancing. We are not to talk to the dead. We don't pray to the dead. We don't have dead people come and visit us. There is a veil God doesn't want us to cross. And there's some in the Bible that have, but they talk about it very fearfully. They don't just go, oh yeah, I had a vision with Jesus and we played baseball today and we had pizza and we ran around the park. These are common occurrences for people now. If Paul said he couldn't even talk about it, who are these people? And he said, the Lord said, I'm taking my church through the supernatural veil. Now be careful when you say God said, because the Bible says in Revelations that we found some of these people to be what? Liars. Are they lying because they're deceived? I don't know. Are they planted? Are they're gradual? Who knows? Only God knows the heart. Then I want to close with the signs of a false teacher, because we have been so infiltrated by these wrong teachings. Today's culture wants an easy religion, one that requires no effort and has no consequences. They want to just be able to go to church, be entertained. We don't need to bring a Bible, just flash it on the screen. Doesn't matter what translation it is, as long as it's something that says it's God, because these false teachers aren't going to be preaching out of cookbooks. They've got to come in his name, and they've got to be saying something, but the problem is they're going to bring you out of balance. False ministries are becoming more popular and prominent in today's age of tolerance and rebellion against God with no boundaries and no limits. The church is now married to the world. This is what the Bible warned us, come out from amongst her. We are uniting. We're doing the absolute opposite because the New Age movement has infiltrated us. And we didn't want to reject anyone, and trust me, I don't. I have led more prostitutes and different kind of people to the Lord. I love them. None of us are anything without God's grace. So we're not saying, oh, we're so great, and we're nothing without him. We love everybody, but this whole thing is by design to separate, and to me, it's to cause people not to get saved, to say they don't need a Savior. There is no hell. There's no repentance, and it's happening in our midst. So the church now is married to the world. And I warned you about 3 years ago, look out for the Disney churches. Everything is going to be entertaining. Someone just sent me a video from some big church, and she was preaching on smiling, and then she sang a Nat King Cole song at the end. Well, what does that have to do with the Bible? So more and more it's being acting, it's storytelling, it's entertainment. We have to be ready for what's coming in these end times. We are in Agenda 2030. We are seeing things that we've never ever had happen before in our life. We got to make sure we're saved. We got to make sure we're right with God. We can't be playing games with these false religions and these false teachers. They're worldly. Now these people are, oh, they're saved, and you put them on all these magazines, and this, you know, who knows if they're saved or not, but there's deception going on where there were great stars, and they were Satanists, said their own Bible. Now they miraculously got saved, and they're instantly promoted in these big churches. Well, there's something called MK Ultra, and they also are programmed, and you better study that out, because now it's even, some of the shows we've been watching, they're even saying, They're even by their own standards, they're validating the MK Ultra programs, how they're triggered, and certain songs and programming sets them off to do things that they've been conditioned to do. Don't let anybody hypnotize you. Don't go to people and get it, so, you know, and this, don't even get me going. Be careful when the world and the church are one. Be careful when these preachers show up with Oprah. She's into the new age. This is her doctrine. This is what she's preaching, the Course of Miracles. We're like, oh, we're so excited. We got one of our preachers on there with her. Seriously? Do you know what's going on? We're merging. So they have all these worldly magazines because the world loves them. What's the Bible say? Be careful when the world loves you. Doesn't say the world's going to. If you're preaching the true gospel, the world's not going to love you. Ask Noah. The Bible says that these end times are going to be as the days of what? Noah. How many people listened to him? Was it a massive exodus to the ark? Few. The remnant is not going to be the masses. Why? Because it's a narrow way and the big fat crowd can't get on it. Oh, come on. So today's church can... I don't know why it struck me funny. Today's church cannot remain faithful if it tolerates false teachers. And I think this is coming. There's really heavy debates on preachers fighting each other. I told you before, they own both sides. There's going to be fighting. Don't get involved in the fighting. Know the truth. Present facts. Don't get involved because I think there's going to be a lot of lawsuits coming. So keep yourself out of gossip and stick with the facts. You're going to see, get your popcorn, sit back and watch. You're going to see a lot of, there has to be chaos in the church because the devil wants many people to stumble. If you know what the plan is, you can sit back and not participate. See how it's good to have information? Does that make sense? And let's turn to one last scripture. Everything's in the Bible. It's just amazing. We as believers can lead people astray by simply repeating false teachings, which I repented of. I've done that myself, thinking that this guy was right. He's had this vision, and the vision he had told him, you know, we no longer need to pray like we used to pray. Now we command. We take authority over angels. You know, remember, God is in charge of his angels. And where does it say? They're ministering spirits as the Lord wills. The gifts of the Spirit are as the Lord wills. These teachings are making us gods in ourselves where we really don't need him. We've got enough information now, we really don't need him. And that's subtle, but the pride and the arrogance on these people that are in these churches, they think they know it all, and they're uncorrectable because they've been taught, you actually are such a king's kid. And well, what about being a servant? Well, now you're queens, and you're just so, you know, wow. So it's puffing up. It's making you, it's another whole thing. So we can lead people by simply repeating false teachings and always wanting something new. Do you know that's in the Bible?
Itching ears.
That one, 2 Timothy 4:3-4, itching ears. But here's a new one for you. Acts 17, let's look. Here, Paul was in Athens, and the people loved hearing something new. Have you ever seen this? These teachers drew the crowds. Beware. Now, verse 16, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirits were stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to what? Idolatry. Is this new? The masses love to worship stuff. They like to worship graven images. They like to pray to dead saints. They like to rub beads. We got to do something to make ourselves, you know, it's works. This is not new. Verse 18, and this is always the problem. Then certain philosophers encountered him. I'm skipping around here, but you guys read it when you have time. And some said, what will this babbler say? Some others, they're preaching strange gods. And because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection, the philosophers, the intellectuals are always debating the gospel. Okay? And they took him and brought him unto whatever this guy's name was, saying, may we know what this new doctrine whereof you speak. Well, the new doctrine was talking about Jesus, the resurrection. But they, in verse 21, and strangers were there, spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. People always want to hear some new thing, a new doctrine, a new revelation. This guy just came fresh from bread heaven. He even smells. He's been with Jesus. They want a new thing. Guess what? It's not new. People always want something new. The more I'm seeing, there's so much in the Bible. We haven't even read it yet. Most people have never read the Bible, but they want something new. They want to go to a new convention, something now that God's telling this guy, and it's so watered down, but it sounds so good. Their speech is so flowery, it's hard to detect why it's wrong, but you know something's wrong because the gospel is little by little being taken apart. It's not good anymore. And after all, this one preacher said, anybody that's not having visitations and signs and wonders is not even fit to be a New Testament Christian. Well, guess what? You're not Jesus. They aren't either, but they try to pretend they are. So they put people in these religious spirits of driving and striving. And, you know, you got to get in the glory realm, so you got to sing for an hour and a half. Are you there yet? You're in it. Guess what? You're born again, you're in. You don't have to work up anything. You don't have to have dull lights. Maybe you need to get your mind focused off of the world, but you're already in the Spirit. He died for you to be in the Spirit. The glory of God's in you. The anointing lives in you. You don't have to go to another conference to get it. It's there. You need to study to show yourself approved. You need to get more knowledge of the Bible, but you're as saved as you're ever going to be. You don't have to rub your beads to get it. You don't have to confess and decree and declare to have all this stuff. And I was taught you could control the weather. And the people that taught this to me live in Texas. And guess what? They aren't doing a very good job.
No.
Texas is getting flooded, right? So why aren't they using their power and authority they say they have? Because God didn't promise that we could control the stuff that they told us we could control. And they secretly, this couple, have went to hospitals in Mexico to get healed, where they tell you your faith and the force of faith gets you healed, but they can go to doctors. What's wrong with this picture? It's called a lie. Amen? Anyway, I think I'm done for now. So anyway, we don't want to be one that wants itching ears. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you don't want us deceived. And we all repent for being deceived. And there's times that we thought out of the sincerity of our heart that some of these preachers were telling us the truth. And we're not going to name names because there's so many names that people get offended when you touch their favorite little preacher. But we are to lay all men on the altar and now have no idols. We're to lay all men on the altar and say, Lord, I love them as a person, but when they stop following you and preach false doctrines, that's when we depart. I can no longer follow a person that is not following the Lord. I love them and I honor them for maybe what they used to do, but now we see a network emerging and people are following the New Age agenda rather than the gospel. Some of these have been plants for a long time. They have been there to get great masses and then they bring out their false doctrines. But Father, they didn't save us. You did. And so we thank you, Lord. Our honor and devotion and all the glory goes to you. Help us rightly divide the word of truth and prepare your people for what's coming. Because these false prophets are telling you, just like in the Old Testament, no harm's coming, there's no problems coming, but the real men and women of God know that there is trouble. Perilous times are prophesied, earthquakes, all these other things. Nation shall rise against nation. Kingdom shall rise against kingdom. Are we prepared for that? Well, we are if we know you and we know your word, because you've clearly told us these things must come to pass and there's a great falling away. People are going to fall away from what? The Bible and the true gospel, and they're going to what? Be like these philosophers, want something new, something that tickles them, makes them feel important, puffs them up. Where we're supposed to be praying, we're supposed to be seeking you, we're supposed to be watching and not fall asleep. So give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Everyone said?
Amen.
Amen.
We just want to share a quick message with our YouTube audience.
If you have found our messages helpful, we would ask you to please click like and share these messages on your social media to help get the truth out. We would invite you to connect with us on our private Facebook group. You can find a link for that below in the description, or you can search for us on Facebook by looking for LIHPC Online Church Fellowship. Please find us there and send us a message that you'd like to become a member, and we look forward to connecting with you. If you see us as part of your church family and you would like to support our ministry, we have a link below in the description that you can click to donate to our ministry. You'll also find a link for that on our private Facebook group, or you can go to our church website, which is livinginhispresence.org, and click Give up at the top. We appreciate your support and donations, and we just thank you very much for being here and being a part of our church family.
You are the fire that burns within my heart.